You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Okay, now that I've explained to you that everybody out there is stealing, violating the commandment, thou shalt not steal, because they have unjust weights and measure, because they've let the government fool them, deceive them, trick them into using Federal Reserve notes, credit cards, debit cards, checks, and they've taken away our property rights. We can't own any property anymore. We only have an equitable interest, and legally they've subverted our constitutional rights, which says that no state shall make anything but gold and silver coin a payment in debt. So everybody violates it. Everybody's stealing. We're all ripping it off, each other off. And why are they doing this? Because this is the system, the technology that they're using and moving fast to and creating that will become the mark of the beast. It will become the system that is in place so that we're in the tribulation that is going to start soon, and they have to have the groundwork laid to roll out the mark of the beast, where you can't buy or sell unless you bow down and kiss the government's boot, sin against God, and suffer the punishment if you do. But Joel, you'll be able to go to Kroger's and buy your groceries. Here's, let's look at the deal that God offered us and the condition he placed on the deal, and it's called a covenant. Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 1 says, "Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today." All you people out there that say you're in a covenant relationship with God, do you diligently obey the voice of the Lord our God, and do you carefully observe all of his commandments, which he commands us today? I don't think you do. You eat pork, shrimp, you violate the Sabbath, you buy and sell on Saturday, you go to church on a counterfeit day, which is Sunday, a Satan's high day, not God's. But anyhow, let's continue on. Verse 2, "And all the blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God." So if you obey and do what God says, he blesses you. If you don't, he curses you. Verse 3, it says, "Blessed you shall be in the city, and blessed you shall be in the country. Blessed shall be in the fruit of your body, the produce of your ground, and the increase of your herds, the increase of your cattle, and the offspring of your flocks. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before your face, and they shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. The Lord will command a blessing on your storehouse and all that you set your hand, and he will establish you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. The Lord will establish you as a holy people to himself, just as he has sworn to you, if you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his ways." This is conditional on obeying God. To be in a covenant relationship with him, you have to carefully observe all of the things that he tells us to do. If you do that, you can be in a covenant. If you don't, you can't. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.